Well, a lot of spirited discussions, huh, on a Sunday morning here. It's only the first week of spring training. The Giants have their third game today. It is Sammy Long on the hill. Tony Santillan is going for the Reds today. This Reds team has traded everybody in sight. So we'll see what they're thinking about doing. It'll be interesting to hear the game today. Giants lineup, Yastrzemski in center, Flores at third. Jock Peterson, we got to see him in right field today. Ramos, the DH. Crizan is at second base. Jalen Davis in left field. Vossler had a nice year last year, seven times up and down. First base, Mauricio Dubon is at shortstop. And Patrick Bailey, fun to see him. He is the next, well, maybe Genovese is ahead of him. But Bailey is very highly regarded as a catcher. All right, a pleasure to bring in our next guest. Her name is Sandra G., and she is going to be with us this year, giving us her analyst ability and her interviewing ability on baseball and the Giants. She has been an associate with the Giants Community Fund and Junior Giants program for the last 3 years. She knows baseball cold, and it's a pleasure to welcome her to the show. Sandra G., how are you?
Hey, Marty. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. We got into some pretty good topics this morning. But tell I want the fans to know who you are, and it's a pleasure to have you on our show during the year, this year. How did you get involved with baseball? What does baseball mean to you?
Well, I'll start by saying I think baseball is basically, it's in my blood. Two of my great-grandfathers, they played some high-level baseball, and a little anecdote I'm sure that you'll love to hear is my papa, he actually played against Satchel Paige, and the way he told that story is that nobody could hit him, but he got a foul ball. So that's a little badge of honor that we wear in my family, that my papa hit a foul ball off Satchel Paige. So grew up playing ball, and those are some of the best memories I had as a kid. So like I said, it's definitely in my blood, and I'm happy to be here and share some stories with everybody.
Now, you told me you don't miss many Giant games either, right?
I listen all the time. I've got radios everywhere. I've got one that I travel with, one in the living room, one in the bedroom, and so I try to catch all the games on the radio, link it up with the TV so I can hear the guys on the radio on KNBR, and then watch the live action on TV as well.
All right. One of your big thrills is meeting a certain part of this pregame show, and that's Kerry Crowley. Come on.
Yeah, that was great. I got to spend some time with Kerry in the bunker last season. Got to meet him. That was really exciting, and I'm glad to be able to join him on the show as well.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. We're looking forward to it. And I mentioned your interviewing ability, and I did hear some of the work you did. Favorite interview that you've done, and of course with Junior Giants, you do so much, and you're going to keep us abreast of that all year long. But just give me a couple of your favorite interviews. Well, who'd you like to talk to?
I got the opportunity to talk with Brandon Crawford a bit. I had a chat with Kurt Casale, but I'll say the favorite interview that I've had was with the voice of our San Francisco Giants, Ronnell Brooks Moon, and she's somebody that I've looked up to since I was a kid, and listening to her on the radio and the voice of the ballpark. So I got to talk with her at length in 2020, and she's just fantastic, and she's really kind of led the way, led the charge for female voices with the Giants. And she's been somebody that I've looked up to for a long, long time, and getting to speak with her was a big joy of mine. So I'll go ahead and say that Ronnell was my favorite interview that I've done so far.
All right. Ronnell is listening, believe me. So I'm sure she liked you saying that when you were a kid, you got to listen to her. That's going to make her day.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Sandra G. I want to say it properly. All right. Let's talk a little ball. What do you think about this ball club? I'll start with Posey not being here. What's the effect of that?
Boy, well, I don't know how you're supposed to fill the shoes of a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's going to be big, and it's going to be tough. But I do have a lot of faith in Casale. I know he for at least five shutouts that he caught last year, so he's got the respect of the pitchers, and he's good behind the dish. I think that he'll be able to fill that. But I'm excited to see what Joey Bart can do. You know, we got to see. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be this next big guy, our next big name Giants catcher, and we've been having a look at him for a couple years now. So we'll see what happens with him. But I do have faith in Casale, and he's got a good energy. He's one of those Vandy boys that we've got on the squad. So I think he's good in the clubhouse as well. And this pitching staff, Marty, we've got a great pitching staff, and I think it's going to be better than it was last year. And you know, defense wins the ball game. So with the staff that we've got, I think we're looking good.
Yeah, I love the pitching, and I, as I've said a million times, you can't win without it. And they just have be respectable as hitters, just respectable. And but there's a lot of questions if guys have to do it again. And that's a big part of what the story is going to be this year. What about the West? And look, the Dodgers, you know, you look at their lineup, it's like it truly is like an all-star team. And then you look at their pitching, and, you know, Urias hit the wall a little bit. Buehler hit the wall in October. Kershaw's got the bad elbow. Who knows what he's going to do? And then you got Tony Gonsolin, you know, after that, and who knows what else. Padres have Bob Melvin. Chris Bryant's in Colorado now. They've still got some decent pitching. And Arizona, I don't know what to say about them. So what's your take on the West?
Well, you know, I think this is kind of status quo for the Giants. Looking at it, we've never really been projected to win the West. And last year we came out with 107. We squeaked by one game by the Dodgers. But I think the way it looks, it's kind of shaping up the way it always has. And the Giants are kind of known for being those kind of sleepers where we're able to kind of put it together and then we come off strong, and it might not be right out of the gate that we're coming out strong, but we pick up speed when it comes and when it counts. So I'm not too worried about it. I think, you know, with the lineup looking like it does for the Dodgers, that can kind of be a little bit of a shell shock to people. But I do think that we're going to match up well against these teams like we have in the past, and we'll carry on strong as the season goes on.
Well, you got to win in the West, and they beat Colorado 15 times, Arizona 17 times, San Diego 11 times last year, and you have to do that to be a playoff team because there's some good teams in the East, and, of course, the Central have one or two, and you got these three teams here in the West, and even with the expanded playoffs of six teams, you know, the division winners and three wild cards, it's not a guarantee. They're going to have to pull it together. We had a lot of talk this morning. Sandra G is with us, and Sandra is going to be one of our guests this year. Second base, let's talk about that for a second. We've got into Trevor Story quite a bit this morning.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I really miss Donnie Barrels at second base. You know, he was a silver slugger for us the year before last, and his defense wasn't that great last season, and, you know, I think that played a part into losing him here. But second base is going to be a big question for the Giants, and it'd be nice if we could find somebody. But with Trevor Story, you know, he's a shortstop, and I think what we've seen is that you can have these guys that kind of platoon around and they move around, but I'd like to see a surefire second baseman come in and pick up that spot for us, because we've been dealing with some injuries there. We've got Estrada, that's a possibility, but you don't know how he's going to play out and for the duration of the season. And LaStella, we don't know as well. So second base is going to be a hole for us to fill, that's for certain.
All right, it's going to be interesting. Sandra G with us. Sandra also works with the Giants Community Fund and, of course, Sue Peterson and all the great people over there, and the Junior Giants program. What can you tell us about what's going on? I know it's early, but things are cooking, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So the Junior Giants program, I'm sure this is the flagship program of the Giants Community Fund, which has been in place for over 30 years. And so they're doing some really meaningful and impactful work over there. I can't say enough about this program, but we've got the traditional 8-week Junior Giants program in the summer the program that everybody knows and loves, but we've put together a new program that launched in the fall of last year. It's a school-based model that's bringing the program to schools and their PE programs, their after-school programs, and we're boots on the ground and doing some really good work out there and serving our communities the best we can, getting baseball, teaching these kids about it, and getting some more Giants fans.
So where does someone follow you on Twitter, Instagram? How do they find you?
Yep, you can find me at Sandra SF Giants, Twitter, Instagram. I'm on both of those, and you can find me there posting some stuff about our ball club.
Fabulous. So, well, it's a pleasure to have you on, Sandra G, And, you know, we're looking forward to getting your thoughts as the season goes on. So glad to have you with us. So have a good afternoon.
Thanks a lot, Marty. Talk to you soon.
Okay, a pleasure. All right, very good. So we had Walter yesterday and Matt and Sandra. Very good. I'm looking forward to their opinions during the year. People have to get a chance, and I'm glad to be able to do that for everybody. All right, up next is the professor, and we're going to talk to Ron Wotus, and I can't wait to chat with him and get his thoughts on his new position and everything else. So we'll do that. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.